Yeah. Yes, ready for another two. Start now. Unit 17.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 20 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. Thank you very much, sir.
No need to sir me, Miss Jackson. Just call me Fred.
What does he mean?
2. How much salary do you expect?
I leave that to you, sir.
She didn't answer the question, did she?
3. Are you going to the skating party?
Oh, yes. I wouldn't miss that for anything in the world.
What does he mean?
4. Do you want low heels or high heels?
Low heels are more comfortable, but I think I should wear high heels with my blue dress.
What was her decision? 5. What would you like to eat?
I'm on a diet. I think I'd just have a bowl of soup and some crackers.
Why does she eat so little? 6. Can you forget about that coat for a while?
I haven't had anything new for months. I'm ashamed to meet Mary Smith on the street. She always has something new, and her husband doesn't make any more money than you do.
What does the woman want to have?
7. How is the class going, Ted? Are you learning to swim well?
Slowly but surely.
What does Ted mean?
8. Let's stop here to eat. The menu looks good to me.
Fine. Any place has to have better food than the student cafeteria.
What does the woman mean?
9. Do you know Susan Fleming?
The name rings a bell, but I'm not sure.
What do we learn from the conversation?
10. Will Professor Benson ask you to make up your physics exam?
I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
What is the woman planning to do?
11. Bob, can you tell me John's phone number?
Well, it's just at the tip of my tongue, but I'm afraid I don't know.
What does Bob mean? 12. How did Rosa do on her English exam?
She passed with flying colors.
What does the man say about Rosa? 13. The novel I have read comes to over 1,000 pages.
My goodness.
What does the man think about the novel? 14. Everyone should do his bit for the dinner party. Would you make the salad?
Anything but that.
What does the man mean?
15. I'm expecting to go abroad shortly. Of course, I'm very anxious to learn enough English to get along with.
It's awful to visit a foreign country without being able to use the language. Half of the pleasures would be gone if one had to live like a deaf mute.
What subject are they talking about? 16. I had no idea there were so many preparations to make for Christmas.
Yes, Mother began shopping for Christmas long before December arrived.
When did Mother start to prepare for Christmas? 17. I'm coming to my destination. You are stopping over at Honolulu, aren't you?
Yes, I expect to. Only a day, though.
Where do you think the conversation most likely took place? 18. Is your baggage only these two bags?
That's right.
Have you anything to declare?
Who is the man? 19. Where is the Golden Gate?
It's a narrow strait, 1 mile wide, connecting the bay with the ocean.
I've seen photographs of the graceful bridge across the Golden Gate.
What city are they talking about? 20. According to the ads in the morning paper, you have an apartment for rent.
Yes, we have. It's on the fourth floor. Would you like to see it?
What does the man want?
Passage. A brush with death can actually improve a person's outlook on life. That, at least, was one of the major findings of a study of some 200 people who came close to dying. Some had come through heart attack. Some had fallen, come close to drowning. All survived a terrible car wreck. Yet despite the variety of circumstances, they reported strikingly similar reactions to their experiences. Perhaps most surprisingly, many said they were less frightened of death now than they were before. Like most people, before their near-death incidents, many had thought death would be painful, the ultimate horror, but they did not find it was. Surviving a near-fatal experience also gave many people a sense of invulnerability that made them feel special and even religious. Several believed they had been saved because they were to fulfill some special mission in the remainder of their lives. Perhaps not so surprisingly, these survivors also reported an increased zest for life and a determination to enjoy life more. A few of the survivors did report negative reactions to their experience. A dozen said they felt more vulnerable, and some even felt a sense of helplessness and a loss of control over their lives. Some had become phobic about activities associated with the accident. For example, several said that they could no longer swim for fear of drowning. Yet most of those interviewees said they came away with a strong sense of renewal or rebirth. In studying their reactions, researchers have concluded that these people have come to understand the relationship of life and death better and more intimately than most of us. They have come to understand how life is actually defined by death. Life is given meaning by the fact that it will end someday. Questions. 1. What have you learned about the effects of near-death experiences on the survivors? 2. Some people feel phobic after they've brushed with death. How do they feel exactly? 3. Which of the titles below best express the idea of this passage? 4. What is the positive effect of near-death experience? 5. Which effect of the near-death experience was the one that people had seldom expected?
Story 1. A woman went on holiday by herself, leaving her husband to look after the house. She telephoned him on the third day of her holiday. "Hello, dear. Is everything all right?" "Yes, okay," said her husband. "Except that the cat is dead."
"What? The cat is dead?"
"Oh, darling, I loved that cat," said the wife. "Why didn't you try to tell me the news more gently?"
"What do you mean?" asked the husband.
"Well," said the wife, in tears, You should have said that the cat is on the roof. But it isn't on the roof, said the husband. It is dead. I know, said the wife. Then the next time I rang, you could say that you had to call the fire brigade. You could say that the cat was suffering from shock, and you had to take it to the vet. You could say that the vet did his best, but it was no good, and he had to put the cat to sleep. You could say it like that to make it easier for me. I see, said the husband. Anyway, it's too late now, said the wife. By the way, how's my mother? Your mother? Oh, she's on the roof. Story 2. The last day of a criminal condemned to death came. He was awakened and asked what he would like to have for breakfast. He was told he could have anything he liked. Well, said he, I think I should like to have some peaches. You know it's winter now, and there are no peaches. Never mind, said the criminal. I can wait.
Unit 18.
Short conversations. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Each conversation and question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 suggested answers marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. 1. Here comes the waitress. Should I ask her for more coffee?
That would be nice, but I'd just like a drop.
Does the woman want more coffee?
2. Aren't we supposed to leave for the theater? It's 7 o'clock.
No, we don't have to leave until 7:30.
How else could the man have indicated what time they have to leave?
3. Our special flavor this month is peaches and cream. Would you like to try it, ma'am?
No, I think I just have chocolate. 2 scoops, please.
What is the woman most probably buying?
4. Why didn't you come to Sally's party last night? We really had a lot of fun.
Oh, I just wasn't in a party mood.
Why didn't the man go to the party?
5. Why does Bill look so gloomy?
Oh, didn't you know? He and his girlfriend had a terrible fight and broke up.
How did the man know something was wrong with Bill?
6. I hear your new car came in today. When do we get a ride in it?
Oh, it came in 2 days ago. But I'm beginning to wonder when I'll get to ride in it myself. The dealer is taking his time about getting it ready for me.
How does the man seem to feel?
7. Hello, this is Carlos Garage. We found Mr. Wood's briefcase and wallet here after he left his car this morning.
He has been wondering where he could have left them. He'll pick them up this afternoon. He has to go out to the bank and the post office. Thank you for calling.
What do we learn about Mr. Wood from this conversation? 8. I'm living on a farm in the country this year.
But it's so far. Doesn't the driving bother you?
It only takes about 15 minutes.
What is the man doing this year? 9. The movie next Tuesday has been cancelled due to lack of interest.
What do you mean?
By last night, only a few tickets had been sold.
What can be concluded about the movie?
10. If we hurry, we can take the express train instead of the local and save an hour.
Yes. The express takes only 3 hours to get to New York.
How long does it take the local train to get to New York?
Spot dictation. In this section, you will hear one passage with some words missing. The passage will be read 3 times. First, you will hear it from the beginning to the end, just to get a general idea of it. Then, in the second reading, you will write down the missing words you hear in the corresponding space. You can check what you have written when the passage is read to you once again. In undeveloped countries, man's food needs are the same as in the most advanced societies. We could live a good life on very few types of food. People in very undeveloped countries eat only the kinds of food which can be grown near their homes, whereas people in developed countries eat foods which are often grown many thousands of miles away from their homes. People in undeveloped countries are happy with less different kinds of foods than people in very developed ones. People in the developed countries could live on only one meat, but they would be very unhappy because what they ate every time was the same. Even special foods, such as chicken, would be less fun to eat if you had them every day.
Passage. Many primitive peoples believed that by eating an animal, they could get some of the good qualities of that animal for themselves. They thought, for example, that eating deer would make them fleet like the deer. Cannibals believed that eating enemies that had shown bravery in battle would make them brave. Cannibalism may have started because people were eager to become as strong and brave as their enemies. Among civilized people, it was once thought that ginger roots, by some magical power, could improve the memory. Eggs were thought to make the voice pretty. Tomatoes also were believed to have magical powers. They were called love apples and were supposed to make people who ate them fall in love. Later, another false idea about tomatoes grew up. The idea that they were poisonous. How surprised the people who thought tomatoes poisonous would be if they could know that millions of tons of tomatoes were supplied to soldiers overseas during World War II. Even today, there are a great many mistaken ideas about food. Some of them are very widespread. One such idea is that you should not drink water with meals. Washing food down with water as a substitute for chewing is not a good idea, but some water with meals has been found to be helpful. It makes the digestive juices flow more freely and helps to digest the food. Many of the ideas which scientists tell us have no foundation have to do with mixture of foods. A few years ago, the belief became general that orange juice and milk should never be drunk at the same meal. The reason given was that the acid in the orange juice would make the milk curdle and become indigestible. As a matter of fact, milk always meets in the stomach a digestive juice which curdles it. The curdling of the milk is the first step in its digestion. A similar false idea is that fish and ice cream, when eaten at the same meal, form a poisonous combination. Questions. 1. What do you know about cannibals? 2. What can be inferred from the passage? 3. According to the passage, which of the following statements is true? 4. What do you think is the best title of the passage? 5. What is the purpose of the author in writing this passage?
Story. Just after the last war, people were very willing to give money to help those who had suffered from it. But not everyone who collected money was honest. The newspapers were full of stories of people who had been cheated by men who went from house to house, saying that they were collecting for soldiers who had been seriously wounded in the war, or for people who had lost their homes, or for some other noble causes, while all the time they were putting the money they collected into their own pockets, instead of using it for the purposes they claimed to be collecting for. One day, Mr. Smith came back with another story of this kind. He told his wife that a group of people had collected thousands of dollars for the widow of the unknown soldier. Then someone had written to the papers about it, and they had written articles to warn other people. Mr. Smith said that he and his friends at the office had had a good laugh about the story when they had read it in the newspaper. Can you imagine anyone being so stupid as to believe that story and give money for the widow of the unknown soldier? He asked his wife. She looked puzzled at first, but then her face brightened. Oh, yes, I see now, she answered. Of course, the government pays the widow of the unknown soldier.